was it like for you and your family after the disappointment of 1844?
Grace, don't bother your grandmother with such questions. You've read about what happened.
It's all right, Willie. I'm happy to recall the old days. Arthur, you come over here and sit with your sister Grace and me, and I'll tell you all about it.
All right, Grandma.
Was everyone in the world disappointed, Grandma?
Well, no. It was a great disappointment for those of us who were looking for Jesus, but it was a relief for many people.
Extra, extra, read all about it. The world didn't come to an end like the Millerites said. Extra, extra.
Here, boy, give me one of those papers.
Well, what's it say, Hubert?
Oh, this is Rich Maple, listen. In spite of the widespread expectation by the followers of would-be prophet William Miller that the Lord would appear and cleanse the world with fire yesterday, it seems that the globe is still here today.
Well, that's true enough, but what's so all fired funny is what I want to know.
Give me a minute now. Let me get to it. As your editor looked around this morning, he could not find a single scorch mark anywhere.
Oh, that is rich. What else does it say?
It must be assumed, as the Lord did not appear as predicted, the Millerites will now admit to their miscalculations and desist in their muddled and sacrilegious activities.
That's real comical, all right. But I have to admit, I was a little nervous yesterday.
Oh, come on, you can't mean...
Now, don't laugh. How'd you expect a body to feel? After all, thousands of folks believed the Lord was coming.
Well, hello there, Willis. I didn't expect to see you today. I thought you'd be raised up to heaven with the rest of them Millerites.
Oh, now, come on, Fred. I never really believed all that stuff. It was my wife's idea. I just went along to please her.
Say there, neighbor?
Yeah?
What happened? You haven't gone up yet.
And if I had gone up, sir, where would you have gone, huh?
Were people really that terrible to the Millerites, Grandma?
Yes, indeed, child. And many who profess to believe in the Advent doctrine rejected it completely. Those who continued to believe stayed in their homes to avoid the jeers of their neighbors.
But they couldn't stay cooped up in their houses forever, could they? What happened?
No, we couldn't avoid life forever. After a few days, we began to gather to comfort each other and to study the Bible.
You wanted to find out where you went wrong, didn't you?
That's right. And something wonderful happened that shed light on our questions. It happened on a farm near the town of Port Gibson, New York, on the Erie Canal.
I know. It was Hiram Edson's farm, wasn't it?
Yes. Several men met in Hiram Edson's barn to pray early on the morning of the 23rd. Well, soon most of them slipped away to their homes, but after breakfast in the Edson home, Brother Edson and Brother Owen Crozier went for a walk.
Thank you for walking out here with me, Owen.
A walk in the fields under God's blue sky may help to clear our heads, Hiram.
Why don't we pay a visit to the Wilkins family to encourage them?
Of course. We can cut across the cornfield here. We were all so certain the Lord would descend to finish his work by cleansing the earthly sanctuary.
As the men walked on, they fell silent. And soon they were so absorbed in their thoughts that Brother Crozier didn't even notice when Brother Edson stopped.
Of course. It's so clear to me now. Why didn't I see it before? Instead of Jesus, our high priest, leaving heaven to come to earth...
Hiram, why are you stopping so long?
Look, come here. I've seen it. We had the right time. But the wrong event! The Day of Atonement! It fits so clearly!
Now, what is it? What's this about the Day of Atonement?
On that day, the high priest entered the most holy place. Of course Jesus didn't come to earth on October 22nd.
When the 2300 days ended, he began to cleanse the heavenly sanctuary.
If you're right...
The bridegroom did fulfill the prophecy yesterday. Something wonderful did happen. The Lord has work to perform in the most holy place in heaven before he comes to this world.
Like the high priest in the Old Testament.
William Miller was right, that the second coming will be literal. And he was right about the importance of winning souls.
And he was right about the 2300 days.
Owen, we must tell the whole world about this light.
Ah, Mother, it seems so simple and clear now. Why, in a way, the Seventh-day Adventist Church was born in that cornfield.
That's true. Later, as the men studied Hebrews 8 and 9, they found much supporting evidence that the sanctuary to be cleansed was the heavenly one.
Well, how did they spread the news, Grandma?
Well, they got together with Dr. Franklin D. Hahn.
The best way would be to publish our findings in a newspaper or tract.
That takes money, and I don't have money for that. How about you, Dr. Hahn?
Well, perhaps we could print a very small edition of our old Advent newspaper, The Day Dawn. We can mail it to Advent leaders and to Millerite newspapers.
Good idea. Maybe some editor will pick it up for wider distribution.
And perhaps believers will contribute funds to cover the costs we can't meet.
The news of their revelation was spread quickly then.
Well, no. It took some time to assemble the facts. Because Brother Crozier was a better writer, he composed the article.
Then Enoch Jacobs, the editor of the Day Star, published an extra on February 7th, 1846, that featured the article by Crozier.
Was the Day Star a New England newspaper?
No, Grace. It was published in Cincinnati, Ohio, far, far away from Maine.
As soon as I read the article, I knew it was the true light on the cleansing of the sanctuary. And the Lord confirmed my thoughts in a vision soon after.
Well, they say that Brother Edson sold off a goodly portion of his wife's wedding silver to finance the article.
Oh, I can't believe that Mrs. Edson would let him do that.
It is a true story, Grace. But I'm sure Sister Edson was pleased to make the sacrifice. It wouldn't be the last sacrifice God asked the Edsons to make.
Was keeping Sabbath on Saturday part of Edson's revelation?
No, Grace. The idea of the Seventh-day Sabbath was introduced to Adventists, or Millerites, as they were called, by a woman in New Hampshire, by the name of Rachel Oakes.
Mm-hmm. She was a Seventh-day Baptist.
God was working on many hearts. By December of 1844, Joseph Turner in Maine also became convinced that we must wait for the bridegroom to return from the wedding.
He worked with Apollos Hale, didn't he?
Yes. They quickly published this light in the Advent Mirror.
Grandma, were you with the group that found out about the sanctuary doctrine from Hiram Edson?
No, child. I first saw the light about the sanctuary in the Day Star while visiting friends in Massachusetts. I was delighted with the doctrine and had no trouble accepting it fully.
It was much in harmony with your vision, wasn't it, Mother?
Yes, it was. This great work of our Savior, blotting out sins and cleansing the sanctuary, this is one of the most important principles of the Seventh-day Adventist message.
How long will Jesus' work take?
No one knows. But when Christ finishes his work in heaven's sanctuary, he will come to earth again to save his people and take them with him to live eternally.
It's this message we must bring to the world. Jesus won't come again until everyone has had a chance to accept or reject.
True. We can't force people to believe, but we must let them know that true salvation is available directly from the hand of God.
Look at Arthur. He's just waking up. He slept all the time and didn't hear a word we said.
Well, never mind. He'll come to understand later.
Understand what, Grandma?
Never mind for now, young fella. Come here to your papa. You're getting heavy, son.
Grandma?
Let's leave Grandma alone now. I think she's talked enough for one afternoon. You must be quite tired, Mother. I'm afraid we've visited far too long.
Yes, I am rather tired, Willie. Come, children, kiss Grandma goodbye. Oh, that was nice. Goodbye, children. Come again soon.
We will, Grandma.
Goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye, Grandma.
Yes, I am tired. But how stimulating it is to investigate and instruct young minds. Ah, how I love my children and grandchildren. God has blessed me. He has indeed blessed me.